producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by the CEO of the John Birch Society, Arthur Thompson. We're going to be talking about his new book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements. Yes, NAFTA has consequences. And even as we see those consequences being played out in our country, even as General Petraeus says that North America is what comes after America, they are moving to the next level. They are trying to join the North American Union, which is what they see now. No longer seeing America, Mexico, Canada. They see the North American Union. They're trying to join that with the European Union, with the Transatlantic Partnership, with the Asian trade groups, with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Very troubling implications of that. And, of course, it's being sold to us as free trade. It's going to be a very interesting discussion with the CEO of the John Birch Society. Before we get to that, I wanted to play for you a little bit of the founder of the John Birch Society, Robert Welsh. We have a short clip here to give you a feel for, if you've never heard this man, to give you a feel for what he said quite a few years ago. Let's go to that clip now.
Of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes.
This is 1958 that he's saying.
Wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. Eight, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace, peace always on communist terms, of course. And ten, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
That's a speech by Robert Welsh decades ago. Notice one of the things he said there kind of struck me. He said state lines would become meaningless. Well, you know what? International lines have become meaningless in the wake of NAFTA. Just as we had Nancy Pelosi go to the border and say, we have one community, we just happen to have a border running through it. And, of course, that border is just as meaningless as the border running between Texas and Oklahoma, as far as Nancy Pelosi is concerned. So that's what we're looking at here. We're going to be talking to Arthur Thompson about the implications and the methods of how they're doing this. They're basically setting up these regional trading zones, and then now they're at the stage where they are joining these together. Very troubling what they're doing, pushing through things that they could not get through, like CISPA, SOFA, ACTA, PIPA. They're pushing through that through the trade agreements as they merge the different states together. So join us right after the break. We're going to be back with Arthur Thompson from the John Birch Society.
We'll be right back. their future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 20th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.56, $672.28 for a half ounce, or $336.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.28, and three.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have joining us live here in studio the CEO of the John Birch Society, Arthur Thompson. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. You're here in the area because you've got a meeting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow noon at Christie's Restaurant.
Tomorrow, okay.
Houston, yeah.
Yes, and that's the What's the Real Price of Free Trade is the subject there, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And you'll be talking about your new book, which is International Merger by Foreign Entanglement. Boy, that's, you got a copy right there, and we can see that? Yes. That's exactly what's going on, isn't it? We've had this amazing clip, we'll play that in a second. But, yeah, tell us exactly what's happening now. As people are seeing the effects of NAFTA, it's another level that they're already working on as we see what's happening with
them. That's right. They work at many levels. They do a number of different things. They have an agenda. Each agenda has, it's like a mosaic, if you will, and there's a tile in that mosaic. This is one of those tiles, but a very important one that fits their agenda. And basically, they are trying to merge the United States into a new world order, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it through various means. For instance, they use the NAFTA to be the platform, if you will, for a North American Union. Now they want to use the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership to do the same thing, only to merge us with the European Union. I actually was there when the wall came down in Berlin.
Wow.
And I was over there doing a research on what was going to happen next. One of the guys that I met with was the public relations officer in Bonn, Germany, for the EC. Just that was the European
Community.
Just before they named it the EU. He looked me in the eye, and we were as close as this in his office in Bonn, and he said, you know, we're going to be bigger than you geographically, population, and economically, and we're going to drag you into this union, whether you like it or not, kicking and screaming.
Wow.
And I sat there and I said, well, wait a minute, I'm here representing the New American Magazine. Certainly the Washington Post has been here, the New York Times. Why aren't they reporting on this? He must be saying the same thing to them. And he was doing so very arrogantly. This to him was a done deal. It was not if, but when.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's their plan.
A lot of people are very concerned about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, about the transatlantic partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because of the way they're being negotiated. I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, why do we have our elected representatives not even allowed to read the transcripts unless they sign a non-disclosure? They can't take it with them. You know, they can go there with their staff. A couple of them have been graciously allowed to see this, but it is completely shut off from the elected representatives. And you have to look at this and you have to say, what are they afraid of us seeing in this? And, of course, some of it has leaked out, and we know that it is not just about economic issues. It's about fundamental freedom issues like control of the Internet. They've tried many times to ram these things through, been defeated in the democratic process, trying to get CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA through both in the United States and in Europe. And so now they're going to do it in the back door with a trade agreement, amongst other things.
Even the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
I'll show you an example of that in a moment. But that's what they do. You know, it's sort of the philosophy of we got to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But there are people who do know outside of the main negotiating teams, and that's what they call shareholders.
Yes.
And these are the international bankers and the multinational corporations. And so they get their sweetheart deals so they can compete in this market. But the little guy and the medium-sized businessman cannot, and they're shoved out. So what you see is more smaller and medium-sized businesses going out of business and banks as well. The smaller banks, the privately owned banks, that sort of thing.
Hundreds of banks were failing in the years after the bailout of the largest banks. Drudge was putting it up, you know, another 140, another 170 failed this year.
Mm-hmm.
Driving out all their competition while they get massive subsidies from the government that they can then they eventually said, well, we paid it all back. Of course, I got a 0% interest loan to pay it back. It's not too hard to do that.
They're even talking about a negative interest rate now,
yeah,
in some instances.
Absolutely amazing. Now, as we said, some of the things that they're trying to run through with this, and of course, as they come against the smaller businesses who don't have any protection, they're allowing the largest corporations to essentially be elevated to the level of sovereign governments in a kind of, you know, whenever they have a trade dispute. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the thing is that what they do in these instances is to make it so that only one entity can compete or actually function in these areas. And we have a number of people that manage these things that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, but also people that are deprived of real good education relative to what freedom means, what free enterprise is, and everything else. So they're very happy with these things. They're going to have a cushy job. They're going to make more money than the next guy. And they don't have any comprehension of what they're doing to their own country,
mm-hmm,
and ultimately their own family.
Mm-hmm.
These people, by the way, if they form, and I don't think they'll be able to do it, I think we can stop them, but if they form a new world order, these are the people that will be eliminated from the system first.
Yes, yes.
Because what they do is they're giving power to these companies to function. But see, what they don't understand is that the power is really in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, they allow these companies to go forward and do what they're doing, but the power really is in the government itself. Ultimately, when they only have one company doing this and one company doing that, they'll just come in and nationalize them and take it over. Let me give an example of something that I like to use when it comes to power. A lot of people think it's money. It's nothing to do with money. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, none of these people were rich. They were poor off the streets. When they got that power, they didn't want for anything. Let's take an example of today. let's say that David Rockefeller walked into the studio and told you to cut my throat. You wouldn't do it. You'd get on 911 and say, there's a nutcase here. Come and get him.
He's probably on SSRIs.
Yeah. but he's got a lot of retainers, so obviously he wouldn't be at the county jail very long. But that kind of money that he has doesn't give him enough power to tell you what to do because you're a moral man. Now, if we were in 1950 in Beijing, China, and Mao Zedong walked in here and told you to cut my throat, you knew you had two choices, yours or mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's power. Money can't buy that power in a moral people. And that's what's being built, is this kind of power. It looks like money in the beginning, but it really isn't. It is an accumulation in the government itself.
This is something that's been going on a long time, and of course we've played it. This clip, and I want to go to that clip. You guys got that ready from Petraeus and Pelosi? This is something we played many times, and I think this really lays it out. Here we are, 20 years in the North American Union, and let's play that clip, what Nancy Pelosi and David Petraeus have just said recently.
Anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it.
Boldly proclaimed the coming North American decades as the title now. It's founded on recognition that if you put these three economies together, as has been the case 20 years into the North American Free Trade Act implementation, you find unique countries in terms of demographics.
We're all Americans in this hemisphere, North and South America, and this crisis that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
There you go. The crisis is always an opportunity. But what David Petraeus was talking about, he answered his own question. What comes after America? He says North America. Well, what comes after North America is, as you pointed out, the globalist union, and that's why it's so important for us to get people educated about what is happening with the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well as the Transatlantic Partnership. They're now consolidating these regional economies together into a global regime, aren't they?
We are being integrated in our economy. And if people really go online and look for this economic integration situation, you will find that, for instance, a few years ago, George H.W. Bush signed an agreement with Putin saying that we are now partners in all sense of the term, that we are going to integrate our economies. And then Clinton followed it up with with the same sort of partnership agreement, and then George W. followed it up again to reaffirm this thing. If you go online and you start to look at Boeing and Lockheed, companies of that nature, GE,
mm-hmm.
You'll see that the integration of the process of manufacturing is very high. For instance, we cannot produce an airplane of any size in this country any longer without the Chinese and Russians supplying us the parts, particularly titanium parts.
Mm-hmm.
We see that Lockheed is working with them now on nuclear projects. They're working with the EU and China on manned space projects. Now, I kind of worry a little bit about that when I see a potential enemy working with our own companies on things that will be a detriment to us in time of war. The secrets that they will learn, the very fact that we will not be able to manufacture the things that we need to manufacture to win a war.
Well, what you have with that is you have a corporation which has bits and pieces of everything that you need being made in these different countries. So not any one individual country has the power that, say, GE does, because they are the ones who can make this happen for anybody or stop it from happening.
That's true. The more disturbing aspect, however, it is that they're moving their R&D, their research and development there. General Motors has even said that. They're going to do all of their R&D now in China. Boeing does, Lockheed does, all these various firms are doing their R&D in Russia and China, or both.
I guess I look at this too, and as we see the rise of robots, of artificial intelligence, as we see them taking over different aspects, it's not just that our manufacturing base has been put into China for the most part, but now we see that they're going to be competing even with people in service industries here. So the question is, what do we do when the robots are driving everybody everywhere, doing everyone's service for them? what do they need us for? And, of course, many of them have said they don't need us. And they have a plan for that as well. We've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to be right back with Arthur Thompson, CEO of the John Birch Society, and his book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest-Rite for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze-drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze-dryer, go to HarvestRite.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze-dryer from HarvestRite.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with the Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Here in Austin, we have joining us live in the studio, Arthur Thompson, CEO of the John Birch Society. Just before we went to break, Mr. Thompson, you were talking about how the multinational corporations are essentially moving bits and pieces of critical industries amongst the different countries so that nothing is made entirely within one country. And we were talking during the break about Boeing. Tell the people about what's going on with that in our defense industry.
Well, Boeing is cooperating with the aircraft industry in China to help them manufacture parts that are competitive on the world market for military aircraft and that sort of thing. Particularly for the Chinese new fighter and the operation of the Chinese carrier. The Chinese have a carrier now, and so the aircraft that operate on that, the Boeing's working with them to upgrade those things. So that should help the feelings of the Filipinos and the Japanese and the Vietnamese, feel real good about that sort of thing. And don't think for a minute they don't know that's going on. And so they look at us, at an askance look, if you will, because wait a minute, you're our friend here, but then you're helping our enemy there. Just like something else is going on right now, I think that the listeners really need to know about, and it's a little off subject. But something has been worrying me, and I got it confirmed in the front page of the Wall Street Journal on Monday, and that is that in order to fight ISIS, we're helping another terrorist organization. You see, because the Kurdish Workers' Party and the Democrat Party in Kurdistan were started by Russia. They used the hammer and sickle on their flag for years. Lately, they've been trying to obfuscate as to what they really stand for. But now they're on the terrorist watch list, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So we're helping one terrorist group on the watch list to fight another terrorist group.
That's right.
And
we're probably equipping both of the, actually we have been equipping and training both sides of these things for quite some time. In Syria, they were killing and beheading Christians before they got together and gave themselves a new name and went across the border into Iraq.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's exactly the way this thing rolls out. Well, talking about these trade agreements, I mean, these things are really kind of Trojan horses for a whole slew of different issues.
Sure.
One of the things, of course, we were talking about was the UN Declaration of Human Rights getting put in, just as we were talking about putting in these controls of the Internet through the back door, calling them copyright violations. They can essentially put anything into these trade agreements that are being negotiated in secret by corporate representatives, and our elected representatives are not allowed to even see this stuff.
That's right. You've got to pass it in a week.
Yeah.
You don't have time to read it. One of the things I have here from the European Commission, for instance, is the Trade Policy Committee of how to handle the CETA agreement, the Canadian-European Trade Agreement. And right here, after a few pages, they say that they reaffirm their strong attachment to democracy and to fundamental rights as laid down in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So they slipped this thing into the treaty. And these are actually not the Bill of Rights as you and I and America believes in the Bill of Rights that come from God. These are rights given us by the United Nations.
Yeah.
And then they have stipulations about how they can take them away. You have freedom of speech as long as it isn't against the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Freedom of assembly as long as it's not against the purposes and principles of the United Nations.
So they're not really rights at all. They're really a list of privileges that they grant to you temporarily and can take away at any point that they want. It's not a fundamental right. If it doesn't come from God, if it's being given to you by some government somewhere, some political organization, then they can take those rights at any point under any pretense.
True. And in fact, in some of them, they have an exception, for instance, on the freedom of assembly that any dictator can run a car through. And so they just want to control the people. But they make people think that they've got rights. They make people think that they've got free elections and that sort of thing. We just had a study on elections under dictators. Most people don't know that they did have elections in Nazi Germany and under Stalin, and how they were manipulated to where the people thought that they had a free vote, but really did not. And we're starting to see that now creep into the voting system in the United States.
Yes, we've discussed many times the people who follow this very carefully. There's so many different ways that you can control an election. Mm-hmm. You can control who gets on the ballot. You can control who gets into the debates, as we've seen over and over again. And then, of course, whoever counts the votes, whoever registers the voters, whoever has custody of the votes, whoever reports this. I mean, you can get into that system in so many different ways. That's what's so troubling about it. And we can't even address voter ID without being called racist. We're going to get into some more more of what's happening with the UN trying to impose police, local police controls on us, and some of the things that you were just telling me during the break. We'll be right back. We're talking to Arthur Thompson, CEO of the John Birch Society. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. I have joining me in the studio Arthur Thompson, CEO of the John Birch Society. And we were just talking about a new American article earlier in the program. We're talking about what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, and how the people there are so compliant and to the federal government's involvement. And they think that the federal government coming in is going to solve it, even to the extent that it now opens up the door for the UN to get involved. And we've seen the Secretary General come out and start talking about setting up UN standards for local police.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I talk about it in my book. On page 68, it shows that the a major out of the Baltimore Police Department attended a United Nations conference on UN standards for police. And they call it the United Nations Police Commanders Course. So what they're trying to do is not just nationalize the police, but internationalize.
Yes, yes. As it gets farther and farther away from us, it becomes harder and harder to get control of the situation. What we see happening, I think, so many different aspects of society, certainly we see it happening with the police, is that when you have someone who goes off of the mission statement or who is corrupt or who does something that you don't want to have that happen, there needs to be a method for getting control of that, for rooting out the corruption, for rooting out the bad behavior. And yet we see that that's not happening. We had a retired Marine Colonel, Pete Martino, come on the program. He first came to our attention when he spoke out about a very small town in New Hampshire being given a large Pentagon vehicle, a Bearcat in that particular case. It wasn't an MRAP. And he was saying they don't follow the mission statement, which ultimately is a constitution, but they each have their own individual mission statements. And if you don't have a means to purge this corruption, it just becomes systemic. And it seems to me like if you don't have any kind of local control or local control of these people, some way to pull that back locally, as it gets moved farther and farther away, it gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Truly. And the thing is that the solution to it really is local involvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't approach a policeman and say, "You dirty rat." it doesn't work.
Right.
So you try and become friends and educate as many policemen as you can. At the same time, educating local officials. These are police powers. These are not. Mm-hmm. You've got to follow the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. And so it takes an awful lot of education and goodwill to do that. Everything we see today is reactive.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get us to react. They're trying to get the people to react. They're trying to get the police to react. They put them through a lot of federal training, for instance, that imbues them with the idea that of them and us.
Yes.
And these are our enemies. And you can understand a little bit if the liberal press is there, a conservative cop is against the liberal press, because usually the press attacks the police. That's been the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at what really happens in a situation like this individual that was shot from the front. It looks like he was attacking,
mm-hmm.
but the liberal press rushes to the idea that he was shot in the back or whatever else they may say. So the police don't trust the media, and that causes a reaction mm-hmm. in the police and in the media as a result.
And we see that not only with the police, but I see it in our interaction with every government official.
Bless.
When we come to them and talk to them, it's like they're all acting as if they're the CIA now. You know, they've got this secret information that they don't want to share with me. There is no more transparency in government. Everything seems like it's hidden. They don't want to be forthright and come out with it. I think if they had that information, they should have shared it much, much earlier. Now, when it comes out that all the shots are in the front, the police officer has a major injury to his eye where he was struck, as things like that are coming out, if we don't get that out early, if they're not transparent about it, when it eventually comes out in a trial and the officer is found innocent, if that's what happens, the public's not going to believe it because they were so closed-lipped about it. So in a way, it's almost as if they are trying to foment disruption.
That's true. Yeah. And if you remember the 60s and 70s, we had a lot of so-called peace, men of peace.
Mm-hmm.
But the peace, the way they implemented it, was designed to provoke.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may have a peaceful demonstration, but it may not quite be peaceful. One of the things that we see in all of this is a reoccurrence of what happened in the 60s and 70s. As it becomes more reactive on both sides, you get more militarization,
mm-hmm.
and they pass more laws. Mm-hmm. They always want more laws. But we get back to the point, too. By the way, the John Birch Society in my town stopped a riot before it got going. We knew it was planned. We knew what they had to do. They had to get people into the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We went door to door in the central area of the town and said, "Stay home. Make it a quiet weekend." They didn't have a riot while all the rest of the country was burning down.
Hmm.
But it was no conspiracy. It just that it all happened at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were able to do that by telling the people, "Look, don't let your kids out in the street this weekend. Just keep them home." Mm-hmm. And so that's the sort of thing is if people understand that you don't rally to the noise in the streets, you can't get them whipped up to do things that causes a reaction on the part of the police, which causes a reaction on the part of the crowd, which causes a further reaction, and it escalates out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do know there are outside agitators coming in. That's always been the problem in our country in that regard. I can say this almost universally. There's no riot that occurs that isn't organized beforehand, even in the history of the United States. I'll tell you a little factoid that's going to be in my new book. Most people don't know that there was a riot in Philadelphia when it was the capital of the United States searching for Washington to drag him out and hang him. It's true.
Really?
Foreign agents stirred it up. But that sort of thing is always planned. All these things like that, these public disturbances are very well planned. I've talked to an awful lot of ex-communists and others that have told me they were trained to do that kind of thing and how they were able to do it. They could take a little spark and blow it up out of control very easily, particularly if there was suspicion between them and us.
Mm-hmm.
So what we advocate is let's get friendly. Let's talk to each other. Let's get to know our neighbors, for instance. You know, in some communities, we don't even know the name of our next-door neighbor.
Well, and as we've seen in Ferguson, the people that are being arrested are increasingly from outside of the area, the people who are the troublemakers. I think what's concerning us, as we saw from the very beginning, we saw new rules of engagement where they were essentially on the very first day lighting up with sniper rifles, people from a great distance. You could see the red dots on their chest. So we have a different set of rules of engagement here, but this is something that has been ramping up for quite some time. Before we run out of time, I want to go back and talk a little bit about the history of the John Birch Society. One of the people that I always knew the best was Larry McDonald. I really admired him. And Ron Paul said that he was the most principled man in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a compliment coming from someone as principled as Ron Paul. We got a clip here where he went on CNN Crossfire just shortly before the plane that he was on was shot down or captured or whatever. And it was Tom Brayden, who was somebody that was involved intimately with the creation of the CIA. He was in the OSS, and he also was involved with the Operation Mockingbird, which was, if people are not familiar with that, that was a means to get the press to be controlled by the CIA. This guy pulled all the stops out. If you listen to how many times he uses conspiracies, very interesting. This is Pat Buchanan, Tom Brayden, and Larry McDonald. Here's a little clip of this, what you can see on YouTube.
This is the one group, I think, that those who would radically change America seriously fear. And a tremendous campaign was launched in December of 1960 to move to discredit the John Birch Society and, frankly, launched initial orders coming out of Moscow.
Well, Mr. McDonald, I'm not a conspirator. I think even Buchanan would vouch for that. I'm a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Let me just tell you what Newsweek says this. The John Birch Society considers communism only one arm of a master conspiracy in which socialist American insiders are plotting to establish world government. Now, it also says, and here's Director John McManus, that's your public relations director, saying that former Secretary of State Alexander Haig and CIA Director William Casey are two of these master conspirators who are plotting to establish world government. Now, what do you say? You know, that kind of silly, asinine statement is what makes people laugh at the John Birch Society.
Well, Tom, I'm sure being a long-standing member of the Rockefeller apparatus, and as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations of long-standing, you're fully aware that there is an elitist core in this country that has seen value in subsidizing communism, of protecting communism.
It has?
Sure.
You're accusing me of subsidizing communism?
No, I'm saying
because
that
I happen to belong to a...
No, there is an elite core.
Study group?
No, wait a minute. There is an elite core in this country that has dominated American society.
Well, I'm not one of them.
The Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations.
State Department, I suppose.
Well, let's face it. They've dominated the State Department for 40 years, and pretty much openly.
All right, but what are they trying to do?
Well, their objective is to try to bring about a gradual transition in our society a dissolving of sovereignty and a moving steadily to the left on the political spectrum.
Well, who are they?
The elitist groups that I mentioned, particularly key individuals and policymakers in the Council on Foreign Relations.
Is the International Monetary Fund part of this?
Well, I would say the International Monetary Fund.
Out there. You can see that entire clip on YouTube. It's about 15 minutes long. And Tom Brayden was using that technique, which, of course, the term conspiracy theory came from the FBI in order to shut down anybody questioning the official story about the JFK assassination. They used that very effectively. At one point, Pat Buchanan said, you've used that term about 45 times now. And they use it a couple of more. He goes, well, that's 47. So that was basically the tactic of Tom Brayden, again, a man who was intimately involved with the CIA. I just loved how Larry McDonald calmly took all of that and explained it, kept running with it. And at one point, he talked to Pat Buchanan about the Council on Foreign Relations, and Pat was kind of surprised that Ronald Reagan had put so many people from the CFR into his cabinet. Even though he wasn't himself a member, he put something like 200 or 300 people in the CFR and the State Department, essentially controlling it as it had been since Woodrow Wilson.
Well, there's something very fundamental about all of this. People think up ideas. People organize ideas. People finance ideas. People make things happen. And if things happen in politics, you know they were planned. Mm-hmm. If you have these plans and they're done behind closed doors or out of sight of the public,
like the TPP or the Trans-Pacific Partnership or these trade deals,
and if it's for evil, it's a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're talking about. Now, we do believe that there is an organized conspiracy at the top that manipulates all of these things. I'm putting the final touches on a book that I've been working on for 45 years on the first 100 years of this country, 1776 to 1876. And I show how that conspiracy worked in that time period. People don't know how much society and government has changed in America, and that how we have to get back to what they gave us originally. We have to unamend the Constitution rather than add amendments to it. We've got to get rid of the 16th and the 17th Amendments in order to have a balanced budget. It won't work otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature, that's a whole hour's talk, and you know, we could be here all day. But the thing is that it's the information that the people don't have that is the real killer. I watch a lot of Fox News because I scream at them less than the other channels. Because it's not so much what they say as much as what they do not say.
Yes.
And one of the things that never comes up in a neoconservative atmosphere or on Fox and that sort of thing is the first purpose of our government, which is to protect the independence of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a free country, you can't have a constitution like we have or anything else if the country isn't independent. And that's the problem with these things. They're taking away our independence. They're going to change the constitution. They're trying to do it other ways at the same time. They've got a lot of different ways that they do these things, and they zig and zag, but they always have two main purposes, and they never take their eye off those purposes. And one is a world government, and the other is no religion other than the state.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at everything through that prism, you will understand what they do. They may disagree with one another. And when you're playing this kind of power game, it's a very dangerous game. We always say that the problem we have with dealing with them is that we are dealing with criminals. We have to act morally and responsibly and ethically. The problem that they have, they work with criminals.
Well, and now the gloves are coming off. Now we're seeing in these trade agreements what has slipped out, that's mm-hmm. been leaked out by WikiLeaks and others. We see that it is now to the point where it is direct attack on our individual rights, as we're talking about our freedom of speech, freedom of press, direct attacks on the Internet. There's other aspects in it, but we also see our entire system of justice being turned over to essentially an arbitration sequence where the corporations, the multinational corporations, though, would have equal footing to our sovereign countries.
Sure.
Of course, anybody that has a business that is entirely inside one particular country, they would have no legal standing in those types of agreements. It's only the multinational corporations that get protected in that type of environment.
When you read Marx and Engels, the Communist Manifesto and other writings, you'll see they very rarely talk about revolution per se. They always talk about overturning the old social order or a social revolution, etc. Because a government is reflective of the society that put it together. Mm-hmm. And so they know that if they had a communist revolution, that society could have a counter-revolution and throw the rascals out. So they know they have to change society first. And so I have a whole list in here of all the various things that are being done to the society of the United States and our citizens through treaties with the United Nations and how they control these things. Fundamental rights, banking, trade, industry, education, women, birth control, all the way down to tourism.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, the family as well. They have the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Absolutely.
And everything to essentially directly replace the family with the state.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's and everything will be the state. It's really interesting that way. One of the things that just to give you an idea of one of the problems with free trade that everybody can understand is what does every country in the world use as a monetary unit? It's called paper. Mm-hmm. That's what they all use. So if you have an agreement between one or more countries, they have a printing press for their paper. And if any of those get out of balance with speeding the press up, it throws the whole trade agreement out the window because the rate of exchange goes belly up. And so that's why they need a centralized currency to mm-hmm. take it over, which is really dangerous. Then you have no control over your economy at all.
We're going to be right back with Arthur Thompson from the John Birch Society. He's CEO of the John Birch Society. We're going to talk about, in the next segment, let's talk about some solutions. What do we do to pull
Are you happy back? Doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm joined here in studio with Arthur Thompson, CEO of the John Birch Society. He is on, I guess you're on a book tour with your new book, International Merger by Foreign Entanglements, and you have a meeting coming up tomorrow in Houston. Tell us about that, where people can find you at that meeting.
We're at the Christie Restaurant. Not sure what the address is, but at noon, it's $25 because of the meal, that sort of thing. But I'll be addressing at length what's in my book, International Merger, and talking about what they can also do about it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I want to talk about that in this segment. What do we do as we see things accelerating? We see what we've been talking about for 20 years, you know, what Alex has been talking about, what you guys have been talking about for decades. We see this now being exposed. It's no longer being done in secret. It's being done openly. And so now the question is, what do we do about this now that it is getting so close to fruition?
Well, for one thing, people have to understand they have to be involved. If you think that you're going to stop this without being involved, you're very mistaken. One of the things that we say is that we need to educate the opinion molders in our community. We have to get close to the Boy Scout leader, the Kiwanian, the city councilman, our state representative, etc., and give them things to read. Mm-hmm. Give them DVDs on the Constitution and that sort of thing until they get to trust you and they start actually coming to you for information. As you get the opinion molders informed, things start to happen. The community starts to change. Now, everybody agrees that a third of the people during the war for independence were for independence. A third were against, and a third could care less. But the key was that the people for independence were able to get to 60% of that 5% who run the community. In other words, it was only 3%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If we can get to that 3% today, we will win. But we don't, because we don't get involved enough. And we need to do it in a concerted manner so that we're all doing the same thing at the same time on the same subject, same solution, etc., and don't diffuse our forces. This is what we do in the John Birch Society. We organize local chapters to get out there and educate people, sell, give them books, give them pamphlets, get them to subscribe to the magazine, come to speeches, watch DVDs, watch your program, that kind of thing.
And you do it in an organized way, focused way.
Yes. And so that's what really will save the day in the long run. And we've got places around the country where we've done this very well, and it's changed that state and that community. We're concentrating now in certain states. I won't mention which they are because we seem to have people that kind of get in there and try to muddy the waters when we broadcast these things. But we are organizing in areas to make a real difference in Congress. But again, most people don't want to get involved. They don't want to give up their time, their energy, or their money for whatever reason. And so you get just a few. And that's all it really takes. We know that we have 500 members in a congressional district. It's over. From dog catcher to Congress, they'll elect the most conservative constitutionalist on the ballot. It's the way it works. It takes a little time to season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have 500 members and say, we've won, because then those 500 members have to work in educating the community. But once they do that, that's the sort of thing that happens every time.
So when you go into the community, are you focusing primarily, or we're about out of time? Well, I wish we had more time to talk to you. If anybody wants to get more into this, of course, Mr. Thompson will be at the Christie's Steakhouse tomorrow at noon in Houston, Texas.
JBS.org is our...
JBS.org and thenewamerican.com. Thank you so much. Join us tonight at 7 p.m. The Nightly News. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Alex will be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.